Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. 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 Welcome, welcome, welcome to Breakfast for Champions, the ministry at LifeWork Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Apostle Dr. Freda Bradford. I will be your host, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson, in the name of Jesus. I want you to remember the Friday noonday prayer at 12 p.m. And, hallelujah. I want you to remember the Friday noonday pray at 12 p.m. on every Friday, all week long, Monday through Saturday, 12 noonday prayer. And today is Friday offering day. Friday is offering day. Friday, every Friday is offering day. Cap at is $ Life Word Jesus. Friday is offering day. Cap at a $ Life Word Jesus. Let me repeat that again. Friday is offering day. Cash App, $ LifeWord, Jesus. That is the Cap App. God bless you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Freda Bradford, I will be your host, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson. And welcome to all our visitors and all our listening audience. Hallelujah. Today, hallelujah. Very excited about this topic, prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power is the way. That's the name of my topic, my message. Prayer power is the way. Prayer is engaging God and enabling God people and enlarging his kingdom. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Once we have prayed, ready to do anything until we can pray. We can do nothing, but once we have prayed, we can acknowledge him. Prayer power is the way. Jesus teaches that prayer is powerful. When we pray, God works. And Matthew 7 and 7 and 11, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And Matthew 7 and 8, for everyone who asks receives. the one who seek will find, and the other one who knocked the door will be open. In Matthew 7:9, which of you, if you will ask of bread, would I give you a stone? In Matthew 10, would I give him a snake? Hallelujah. In Matthew 7:11, if you then do you are evil, knowing how much more will your Father in heaven give a good gift or the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. And Matthew's, hallelujah, 7 and Matthew's 18:19-20. Again, truly I tell you that if two or you on earth agree any day, then ask for of it. Will I give it done for them by my Father in heaven? And Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Mark 11:22-25. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone say to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believe that what they shall will happen, it will be done for them. Hallelujah. In Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received and it will be done. And Mark 11:25, and when you stand praying and you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you and your sins. And John 14, hallelujah, 13 through 14, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father be glorified in the Son. And John 14:14, you may ask me for anything in my name and I will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you will, and it will be done unto you. The promise key word, anything or whatever. I'm learning here we talk about two or you agree about anything you ask for, it will be done. But if you believe, it will receive. Whatever you ask for, it will be done. I will do whatever you ask in my name. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Ask whatever you will, and it will be done for you. You know, I'm really learning through prayer and power, there is a condition. Do you notice that some of the promise has condition? If you do, then I will do. We have to continue to open up our mouth and pray. You know, pray is a communication to Jesus and to the Father. Open up our prayer. Open up our mouth and pray. And I'm really learning, I'm learning that it must be a lifestyle of prayer. I thank God over 2 years ago, hallelujah, when I couldn't even walk, I learning that prayer got me through. I'm learning that the saints prayed for me. Opening up my mouth and pray for others, hallelujah, through his word and believing and receiving that I believe that I was going to walk again. So I'm really learning. I understand the, hallelujah, the condition of prayer. When I had COVID, hallelujah, 2 years ago when it was a pandemic, I prayed. I had to believe in my mouth. I had to believe when I opened up my mouth and prayed for others that the same prayer was going to be for me. Because really, I'm learning here. It's talking about a condition. It's talking about the key word, anything or whatever. If two or you agree about anything, you shall ask for it. If you believe, you will receive. Whatever you ask for, it will be done. I do whatever you ask in my name. You may ask me for anything in my name, it will be done. But I really learned it. It's a condition. We can do in Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God is a condition. If you dwell in the secret place, if you pray, hallelujah, morning, noon, and night. I think it was another scripture that say, meditate day and night. Meditate in his words day and night. You know, because even when you pray, like I think the open up, they were the apostle was saying that, no, not sing it, but I'm really learning I can open up my mouth and pray, hallelujah, when I read his words in the name of Jesus. The promise here that it's a condition. If you do, then I will do. Believe that Jesus made these huge promises, not as a blank check or but as a strong encouragement to pray in the powerful. Pray and change me. Pray and change you. Pray and move God. When we pray, God works. I think Jesus is saying, look, there is more to this than you think. Don't underestimate the power of your prayer. Hallelujah. So pray and pray, because by praying, prayer is power. So keep on praying. There is power. There is power. A protection. We see in Psalm 91. There is power of transformation in Romans 12 and 2. Hallelujah. And then it would say, Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you therefore by the mercy of God that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Hallelujah. But it's talking about don't be conformed by this world. Don't be conformed, but to let you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. So your mind got to be changed when you want to pray, because that means I'm going to get away all drama, all situation, and open up my mouth and pray. And, you know, there's a segment. You can praise. You can sing unto the Lord. You can pray for repentance. You can pray for surrender. You can pray for the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You can pray for reflection. But the fact of the matter is, you know, and let you know, I must pray. You know, I need to pray. You know, like necessary food that we do daily, I need to pray. Cunamate, early in the morning, pray. Early in the midnight hour, pray. At night, before you go to bed, pray. But do the midnight, while you wash your dishes, pray. While you in the bathroom, pray. Pray, and pray the more. And then as you praying, then the Lord is sending you somebody to pray for. Hallelujah. That you have you to pray and pray and pray it more. Even on the breakfast for champions, he have you to pray. Where you go over there, he have you to pray. You know, because the prayer will be a lifestyle, and you just can't help yourself. You just want to pray and pray and pray and pray. And then the Lord say, I show you a sick and shudder to pray. I told you somebody in the shelter pray. I tell your senior sinister to pray. I tell you about to pray for the baby. And then you flow in the name of Jesus. You flow, hallelujah. You start flowing because there's power in the word. Hallelujah. A helmet of salvation and Ephesians 6 and 7. It takes the helmet of salvation and the sound of the spirit, which is the word of God. I'm learning as a prayer warrior. I'm learning the interception of prayer warrior. I must pray his words. I must pray his scripture. I must pray that when he breathes out his mouth, the bread of life, I must pray, because we are the image and likeness of God. We must continue to pray in the name of Jesus. And Colossians 3:16 is saying, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and all wisdom, teaching and abolish another one in Psalms and hymns. So let you know the word of Christ dwell in you. It must be obedient. It must hide the word in my heart. It must pray the word. It must pray scripture. Why are we not praying scripture? Because we don't want to study to know no scripture. And it let you know when you pray scripture, it let you know it's not me. It's Christ that is speaking. Hallelujah. And he showed examples of Moses pray, Hezekiah pray, David pray, Esther pray. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed on a cross where the agony and the blood came streaming down. That was a teach. And even he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what to do. But I'm really learning here in Joel 23:12, neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth, and then is necessary food. So to let you know, the word is necessary food. The prayer is necessary food. And that means that, hallelujah, it got to be a lifestyle. We must continue to be consistent. We must continue to be a role model. We must continue to be more like Christ. Walk like Christ, be like Christ, live like Christ, in the name, study like Christ. So when we pray, we'll be more effective to go deeper in prayer. Hallelujah, expound in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to be a lifestyle of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then mean the word is food. The word is a food. The word is a spiritual food. Like I heard the introduction, Apostle Branson say, it's a necessary food. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23:29, it say, is not my words like as a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Hallelujah. The power of his words, even when we pray. Hallelujah. In Romans 1:6, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For hallelujah. Hallelujah. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. So let you know, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. But we as believers, I've got to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then it says in John 20:31, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is Christ. Hallelujah. The Son of God, and to believe that you may have life through his name. Hallelujah. We have life through the not Christ's name, in the name of Jesus. I bless your name, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Psalms 119:50, I will meditate on his precepts. I have respect unto his ways. Hallelujah. Meditate, meditate, meditate. You know something about meditate, even through prayer, before you even get on the call, we meditate because we asking you, Lord, for the, hallelujah, for your power, the Holy Spirit, to endow us with your word and how to intercede for the people. Then you must be discernment. Then you got to, hallelujah, seek his faith. Hallelujah. All week long before you even get on the line to pray, before you even deal with the people to pray. Hallelujah. You start seeking the Lord. And first of all, you say, Lord, forgive me of sin of omission and sin of commission. And then you can get a breakthrough, that you get delivered, that people get salvation, that people can get hope through prayer. I bless your name. I bless your name. And I bless your name. I bless your name. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless your name, God. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Hallelujah. But to let you know, hallelujah, hallelujah, I love about prayer, and we can keep on talking about prayer and prayer, and prayer is the power. Prayer is the way. Pray, hallelujah. Pray in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want. He makes make us lie down in green pasture. He lead us beside the still water. He restore my soul. He lead us in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prayest before me in the presence of my enemy. They anointed I hear with oil. Our cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And to let you know here, they go to another prayer that people can pray. You know, there's so many prayers that we can open up. It's a prayer of power. You know, the Psalm 23, that's one prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can talk about our Father prayer that we heard early this morning when Apostle had given on the clue on the radio. And the fact of the matter is we need to know what prayer to pray. Then we can go with in Psalm 51, hallelujah, say, have mercy upon me, O God, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit between us. You know, renew a right spirit, renew a right spirit. David did that when he sin with Bathsheba, but David was a man after God's own heart, and I really learned it. David prayed, hallelujah, when he did wrong, hallelujah. Moses, he prayed, hallelujah. Solomon, when David couldn't build the temple, even Solomon, he had wisdom, hallelujah, 'cause even as a prayer warrior, intercessional, or you just a servant, we got to know how to pray, when to pray, and knowing that prayer is power. Hallelujah, that human is power. Hallelujah, that it flows like fire shut up in our bone. Hallelujah, and that is anointing that throws the yoke and sets the captives free. I bless your name, and I thank you, Lord. I bless your name, Lord, for the condition. Do you notice that some of the promise had the condition, and if you do, then I will do. If you believe that Jesus would make these two promises, hallelujah, not a blank check, hallelujah, but it say he has a strong encouragement to pray the prayer of powerful. Prayer changed me, and prayer can change you. Pray the more, pray the more, pray the more, hallelujah, pray the more. Pray them more for the sick and jaded. Pray them more for, hallelujah, the apostles. Pray them more for the, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pray them more for the bishop. Pray them more for the evangelist. Pray them more for the prophet. Pray them more for the servant. Pray them more for the deacon. Pray them more for your servant. Pray them more for the minister that's coming up and praying, hallelujah. Pray the ones for the more this morning. Pray the ones that are, hallelujah, for their children. Pray them more for the foster care. Pray the more, hallelujah, for the condition, hallelujah, of your heart. Pray the more with repentant heart. Pray the more, hallelujah, with surrender. Pray the more earnest prayer, hallelujah. Pray. I bless your name and I thank you, Lord, for this assignment of praying, hallelujah. Prayer of protection. We got a co-labor. Evangelist Nasby, always praying for protection. But we see that in Psalm 91, a prayer transformation. We see that in Romans 12:2, and a prayer restoration. We see that in Psalm 51:12. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I bless your name for the assignment. I bless your name for prayer. It encouraged me in the name of Jesus to pray to even the more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, God. I bless your name for the assignment of prayer. Prayer and power. We will never be the same. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you today. If you don't, if you never know how to pray, hallelujah, you just open up your mouth. And tell the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, where are you? Hallelujah. How are you doing? Hallelujah. He ain't looking for fancy words. He doesn't want you to come out your heart, a sincere heart, from your mind, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to the altar of call right now in the name of Jesus. In St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. 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 In Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus raised you from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember those that, hallelujah, are radio listening. Hallelujah. Maybe some might backslide. We want to pray for you. Lord, you know the backsliders. You know they, hallelujah. You know they need to come back to their first love. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to restore, hallelujah, revive, bring a revival in the name of Jesus, that they come back. Hallelujah. The prodigal son went away and his father opened him with open arms. The Lord say he'll take you back in open arms. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in a pot of one to put you back together again. Hallelujah. Rekindle the fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all they're telling. Just, you know, just open up. Say, I'm a sinner. Say, I backslide. And he will open you with open arms. And he will restore you. And he did say, for all the sin that comes short of his glory. But it says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that comes from Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:26. Hallelujah. 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 Visit our website at lifeworkjesus.org. Hallelujah. For the detail of our ministry information. Hallelujah. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding, hallelujah, wise God, only our Savior be glory, majesty, and dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Prayer, hallelujah, prayer and power, hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't forget to come back at 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the name of Jesus. And that phone number is 385-79992. Let me make sure I got that number. 385. Let me make sure I got that number right. Hey, man, I knew how to call it. Let me make sure. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. I bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. And that number is at 12 o'clock noon. It's 385-799-9729. Hallelujah. 385-799-9729. The altar prayer. God bless you. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Just remember prayer, power. Prayer, power. Hallelujah. And continue to be consistent. Pray even more in Jesus' name. Amen.